You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's 10:41 AM on this Friday, August 18th, which means it's time for the Valley Talk program. I am Cameron Heron, and I'm joined by a very special guest. I'm joined by Susie Novak of North Country Food Bank. Susie, how are you doing today?
Great, how are you? It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. I'm doing quite well myself, just got on the air as I always do, but excited to have you on here. And of course, you want to talk about some events that are coming up with the North Country Food Bank. But before we get into those, why don't you kind of let the listeners know exactly what the North Country Food Bank is, where it is, and kind of what it does.
So North Country Food Bank, so we're one of the 5 food banks in the state of Minnesota. And we cover the northwest and west central areas of Minnesota. So it's 21 counties in northwest and west central Minnesota. And in those counties, we work with 220 nonprofit agency partners to provide food to people in need. So agencies like food shelves, soup kitchens, homeless shelters, they all get their food from us. If you think of us, we're kind of like a wholesaler. So we're bringing in donated and other food nationally, regionally, and locally into our warehouse, which was in Crookston until 3 years ago, and now it's in East Grand Forks. And then we turn around and we distribute that out to our agency partners across the region.
And what are some of those agencies?
So in Crookston, like the Care and Share is one, the New Hope Food Shelf, Senior Center. It's agencies like those that are basically to be a partner of ours and be eligible to receive food from us. You have to be a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and you cannot charge for the food you distribute. Mm-hmm. In other words, it has to go out free to the client who needs help.
For sure, that makes sense since it's donated food. I think people would want their food to go to individuals who need it without having to worry about a middleman.
Correct. Yep.
So
definitely
the reason that did you want to expand on that?
We've been very busy lately. It's kind of, we're in a unique situation where, everybody's seeing like really high prices at the grocery store right now. You're starting to see gas prices creep back up. Inflation is out there. And so some of our partners are seeing increases of usage by clients 30% just month over month. So just tremendous numbers of people needing help right now.
Mm-hmm. And does that affect your business at all or?
Oh, absolutely. So for us, it's sometimes really hard to get food right now. If you think about, for us, it costs more too, obviously. It costs more at the grocery store. We like to deal in donated food, but that isn't always available. We get as much donated food as we possibly can, but that has decreased over the years. And especially since COVID, it's kind of, it's not at the levels it used to be. Food however we can. We purchase some food. We do participate in a couple of government programs, give us commodities that we're able to distribute to our agency partners. And then we also have ag and surplus produce, which is really the prime time for that right now, especially in this part of the country with harvest happening. It's, mm-hmm. It's the time for vegetables and produce. So bringing in as much of that as we can to distribute that out across the region right now.
Do you get a lot of that harvest like coming in? Do people bring like corn and?
Yes, and if you think about it, people who grow gardens, it's all great, and they bring it in. But when we're dealing, we're dealing in quantities, that are by the truckload type deal, because we're trying to bring in enough for 220 agency partners. So we do have some really good partners across Minnesota, regionally and locally, where. This is a stunning number for even us. In the last 10 days, I think we did 250,000 pounds of produce we acquired and distributed, which is really, that's a lot in our industry. So if you think about that, that was just in the last 10 days. So we've had a lot of it coming in, but we want to take advantage of it because when it's here, that can really, help people in their pocketbook. And it's really good produce. It's stuff that's actually grown for us and just given straight to us. Things like corn on the cob, cucumbers, summer squash, cantaloupe, watermelon. Really, really good product. And it's getting loaded on our truck right off the field. So It's not like sitting somewhere and getting donated to us. This is coming to us right off the field.
Yeah, that's great to hear, especially grown right from the farm, just fresh.
Yep.
Awesome thing for that to happen at the North Country Food Bank. So the main reason why we brought you on today, if there's nothing else you wanted to mention, is to talk about an event that's coming up, and it's actually similar to kind of what we were just talking about, a harvest. It's a produce distribution event coming up. Why don't you describe that?
Yep. So we have, like I said, we have all this produce coming in right now, and we've done mobile food distributions, and this is a similar type event, but largely produce-based. So most of what's going to be on the truck is going to be produce-based. And it's things like I talked about, the cantaloupe, cucumber, squash, cabbage, watermelons, just really, really good stuff. And we have so much of it right now, and we're getting so much in. We don't want to sit down if someone's willing to give it to us, so we take it. But then we want to make sure that we're distributing it before it goes bad. You know, you got to deal with shelf life and time sensitivity with those types of products.
Mm-hmm.
So we've set up to do across the region several produce distributions. And we're having one in Crookston on Monday from 8 to noon or until we run out. We're going to bring as much as we can on the truck. And that'll be in the high school parking lot. And this is going to be a deal where, you know, in mobile food drives, people usually drive by and we put it in the car. This is a little different since the product is a tote and it's not like, you know, packaged in sizes that would feed a family. So this is going to be a situation where we actually set up an area. We lower the totes out of the truck, set them on the ground in the parking lot, and then everybody will be able to park their cars and come and grab what they need out of the totes. So however, you know, if they can use a couple of cantaloupe or a bag of cucumbers, whatever it is, they can bring their own bags and boxes and grab what they need and take it home and use it, because we'd rather, you know, when they were having this really good quality produce given to us, that people use it and that we get it used up before it goes bad.
Is there a limit on how much people
can
take?
And we do encourage, too. We know people have neighbors and friends and family members who maybe are working at the time the mobile happens. So if they need to pick up for a neighbor or a friend, and they're going to use it and it's not going to waste, we encourage that also.
For sure. I'm just imagining someone coming and filling their entire car with corn or something like that.
Well, you know, we have had people like, when we had a lot of tomatoes, they're like, we can't. Well, if you got to use them, you know, tomatoes are hard for us to hold. You know, we'd rather that someone get use out of them. And certainly we don't want people to come and, you know, fill their trunk and not have stuff for everybody who's there. But, you know, I think people are pretty reasonable when they go.
Yeah, for sure. And I think most people go to events like that knowing that they're just going to take all that they need. They don't need to go any further. But, that sounds like a great event. And you said it's at the Crookston High School?
Yep, Crookston High School parking lot. Our truck will probably, you know, we'll get there a little before 8 and unload. And then we'll, once we're ready to go, we'll let everybody know. And then they can start taking what they need. And it's a nice event because you don't have to wait in line in your car type of thing.
And what?
But, go ahead.
What day was that?
That's Monday, August 21st. Yep, we'll be in. And then we're also going to be in on the same day from 9 to noon, August 21st. That's on Johnson Avenue out near the fairground entrance. We're going to be doing the same thing.
Okay.
So if you have listeners in that area, we'll be both in Crookston and Warren on Monday doing the produce distribution.
Very, very nice. Couple of options for people here in the Red River Valley. So do you have any other events that you kind of wanted to chat about or things coming up on the agenda?
Well, so, you know, it's just a time, like I said, where we're seeing a lot of big need going on. So it's, you know, just for communities to be aware of that all their local agency, the people in their local partners in their community that we work with, like your food shelves and other agencies that are serving people who need help, also need assistance right now, because there is so much need. Sometimes it's more than maybe they're prepared to deal with. So, you know, in our industry, a dollar goes a long way. You know, we used to be able to say before inflation that for every dollar we received, we could provide 5 meals. Now it's more like 3 or 4. But that's still a really good multiplying factor. And, so we can make a dollar go a really long way to feed people. And that goes the same for all our agency partners that we work with. So, And then we need help to always us and our agency partners across communities with volunteers. Mm-hmm. You can always contact your local agency. You can contact the food bank anytime. Crookston is close enough where we do get groups and people who come over and volunteer all the time. We always have work to do. So if there's anybody interested in volunteering, either, you know, we're unique in that we can take one person or we can take 30 people or 50 people, because we have a big facility and a lot of different work that needs to be done by volunteers.
Yeah, you can never have enough volunteers. I definitely remember working in high school and junior high, working out at the food bank, you know, a couple dozen of us kids getting together and being very efficient.
We just did a big project yesterday. We had a local farmer planted some sweet corn, and we had people out there picking that out of the field yesterday. And so that's Red River Valley sweet corn that's going to be on the mobile, on that produce distribution on Monday in Crookston. So, fresh out of the field and ready for people to eat. And you just can't beat that. And, you know, sometimes you go to the grocery store and those healthy produce, egg surplus products that are so good for you are so expensive. So this is a place where it can really help people if they need to stretch their budget a little further to make everything work in their family. You know, so this is, everybody's encouraged. If they need help or think they could use the produce, we really want people to come out and get it on Monday.
Yes.
And we just did one in East Grand Forks on Tuesday, and that I think we distributed 40 totes. And I don't know if you know what that looks like, but it's about 2 semis full.
Wow.
In 3 hours. And that's in a situation where, you know, our warehouse is really close by, so we were able to replenish the pallets as we ran out. We won't be able to do that in Crookston, so we're going to bring as much as we can when we get there. And, you know, it's from 8 till noon or until we run out. Hopefully we'll make it the whole time, but it'll be close.
It's actually kind of eye-opening to see that in our communities that we need, you know, 2 semi-trucks of food help. But it's great that we have businesses or institutions that'll allow people to get that food that they need.
Well, it's funny, in our world, you know, we go around and every once in a while you come across someone who doesn't really think their community has a hunger issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell them, you need to come to a mobile or a produce distribution and see. And it's really impactful when you see the people in cars lined up who are there needing help. It's just a visual you just don't get anywhere else, and kind of shows you that there is a lot of people who struggle within the community. Mm-hmm. It's people you wouldn't think. We're meant to be the easiest access to food if people need it. There are other, you know, avenues for help, you know, food support, those types of things. But there's a lot of requirements you have to go through to get that. For us, it's a self-declaration of need, showing up and saying you need food, and that's when you get it. So we're meant to be the easiest access to help people immediately when they need it.
And of course, you know, a lot of people know about, you know, people who need food, or when they go for the cheaper options, it's not as healthy. And you talk about the produce food drive, people able to get fruits and vegetables, healthy food,
exactly,
and add that to their diet as well. That's definitely a huge thing as well.
Yes, and we're doing more and more of that than we ever have in the past, and it's a good thing. Again, for us, it's a bit more complicated than, you know, having a can you set on the shelf, you know, when you're dealing with produce and mm-hmm. vegetable type stuff. You know, it's temperature sensitive, it's time sensitive, it's a little harder to handle, but it's so good for people, and it's such a great product that you know, everybody should have access to. And so we're really excited that we're able to do this and offer it to people in the community.
That's great to hear. So for any of you who are just tuning in, you're tuned to the Voice of the Valley, listening to the Valley Talk program. And I've got Susie Novak of the North Country Food Bank on here, and we've talked about a lot of things. So as we kind of wrap up in the last couple minutes here, Susie, do you want to kind of recap kind of what the North Country Food Bank does, and recap kind of what the event that you came on to talk about is for the produce distribution?
Right. So we're the food bank that serves Northwest and West Central Minnesota. We were in Crookston for like 35 years, and now three years ago, we moved it to a larger warehouse in East Grand Forks. We provide food to 220 nonprofit organizations that feed people in need across Northwest and West Central Minnesota. we are holding a produce distribution both in Crookston and Warren on Monday. Crookston's is from 8 to noon. Warren's is from 9 to noon. The one in Crookston will be held in the Crookston High School parking lot, and the one in Warren will be held on Johnson Avenue near the fairgrounds entrance. And this is for anybody who needs help or needs produce to come and show up. There's no requirements other than showing up. We consider that a self-declaration of need to get food. And people are encouraged if they have neighbors or friends or family members who would need or use produce who are unable to attend because of the time of the event, that they're encouraged to pick up for them also.
So again, that's on Monday at 8 a.m. at the Crookston High School.
Yep, Monday, 8 a.m. And bring your own bags and boxes because, the produce comes in large totes. It's not like nicely packaged or bagged. Everybody will have to grab their own and, you know, what they can use out of there. So if you have extra bags and boxes, then you can put your stuff in those and take it home and enjoy it.
Yeah, that sounds great. And then you talked a little bit about the volunteer work. Is there a specific number or place of business that you can go to possibly?
Yeah, they can just actually go to our website, northcountryfoodbank.org, and there's information on there on how to contact us if an individual or a group, anyone interested in volunteering. We have opportunities. Both, unfortunately, opportunities are at our facility in East Grand Forks, which is close to Crookston. We have a lot of people who come over from Crookston. But we do have some other opportunities in the community, too, with some of the programs we run. So we're always looking for volunteers and different types of support. And another thing I just thought of that I should mention is keep an eye out. But, you know, on Valley Talk, we are having our 40th anniversary celebration event. It's going to be on October 19th at the food bank. So we're going to be holding a big event that day, recognizing some volunteers and different things, and honoring our 40th year of being in business and serving people in need across Northwest Minnesota.
Yeah, 40 years, that's nothing to scoff at. That's a lot of people and multiple generations helped through this great program. But do you have any last second words you want to mention?
No, just that we really appreciate all the support across the community and you helping us get the word out about this. We encourage people to tell other people so they know that this is going on and take advantage of it, because it's been a really great product. So
yep, we're always willing to let these types of events out into the community to make sure people know that it is in their community and that they need help, that they can go and get these resources that you provide. So
yeah, and if anybody would have any questions, you know, right away Monday morning, call our office and they would direct you with information if you needed more about what's going on Monday. So.
Sounds good. That's a lot of great information. Susie, thank you very much for coming on Valley Talk, and you have a great day and hopefully a great turnout for the produce distribution event on Monday.
Yes, thank you so much. Yep. Have a great weekend.
You as well. So that was your Valley Talk program here on the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, on this Friday, August 18th. It's just before 11 a.m.